She's a licensed Unity teacher. She is the co-director of our chaplain program, and she sings with Voices in Unity. But beyond what she does, it's who she is. That means so much to me. She embodies the love, the power, the poise of spirit so beautifully. Please welcome Kathy Grant.
Or just plain old-fashioned dialing on your radio or pick up a newspaper, you will be inundated with the news of the day. For certain, tragedy, if it bleeds, it leads, begins virtually every segment. You know, acts of terror, violence, abuse, accidents, trains, planes, automobiles, bikes, boats, fires, natural and human disasters, and the weather. And life goes on. That's why I said, thank you, Dakota. Where would I be without grace? Where would I be without the love that energizes my very existence? The love that harmonizes and binds our entire universe. Peace. Peace within, peace without. I can talk about peace, I can claim peace, but I must move peace. I must embody peace. I must be peace in expression. I must take my inward knowing of peace and apply it outwardly, wherever I am, however I am. Charles Fillmore in Revealing Word talks about peace being harmony and tranquility through Christ consciousness, the consciousness of divinity. I decided I'm a peacemaker. I also decided that each of us can choose to be a peacemaker, because as we claim peace, embrace it, make it our own, and choose to be peace in expression, then each of us is able to speak peace, and for me, to the most important part, which is to the thoughts that are running around in my mind, those turbulent thoughts, those crazy thoughts that tap in to the news of the day and decide that that's truth. It is grace, the love, unconditionally given, that allows me to claim the peace, to look beyond the facts of the day and know the truth of every day, every moment, every hour. That peace is already mine. It is for me to plug into my source and recognize that I am peace, that I claim that I use my peace to be peace and expression. In the Amplified Bible, I love it because it just has all these extra words. It has the verse, and then in parentheses, it just gives you synonyms for things. And I was reading about when Jesus was speaking to his disciples. They were worried. They were afraid because crucifixion was going to happen. And he said in the book of John, the 14th chapter, He says, but the helper, and in parentheses, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener. And he was talking about the Holy Spirit. Will come after he's gone from the physical existence. It will come, and the Spirit will teach you things. It will carry on my work in my absence. And then he goes on to say, and this holy presence, this Spirit, will help you to remember everything that I taught you. And in verse 27, he says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives you. It's an otherworldly peace. It is a perfect peace, he says. And because he wanted to encourage his disciples, he told them, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Because this peace, this perfect peace, will calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and allow you to have strength to face every challenge. Now, that's the kind of peace I'm aiming for. That peace that allows me to know my truth. That no matter what is happening, that I can indeed tap into that peace that is beyond human understanding and stand on the sure substance of spirit and allow it to calm the swirling thoughts and allow me, yes, to be present, yes, to be informed about the news of the day, but not to be ruled by it, not to be controlled by it, not to allow it to inform every action that I take, not to allow it to make me feel fearful about stepping out, but to strengthen me to step in to divine destiny and step up into a higher consciousness and do what is mine to do. All of us can claim that peace, and we can choose to claim it right now. We don't have to wait. We don't have to change our clothes, our shoes, our hair color. We can decide right here and right now that I am peace. The power and presence that flows through me is peace, and I am that. And because I decided I am peace, then I am poised to make the next step in my journey. Poise, a state of consciousness that beholds the world from the harmony of Christ's consciousness, a consciousness of divinity. It is a freedom from my human-based personal thinking. Red Sox pitcher, he was the first African-American Red Sox pitcher that Boston signed, his name is Earl Wilson, and he said, poise is being ill at ease inconspicuously. I like that. Ill at ease inconspicuously. That means, you know, in my mind it's going, I can be shaking in my inner boots. But with poise, I can move forward. Why? Because I know I have a secret. And I already shared my secret. And I know you already know that secret of peace that's in here, that we embody, allows us to move forward in poise. Because with that peace, with that knowing of who we are and our truth, we know that life happens and that we grow through it and that we don't do it alone. We can claim our centeredness, knowing that the divine presence within and all around is greater than, stronger than, bigger and better than anything that I might encounter. I am so grateful that when I'm experiencing any kind of difficulty, it can be financial, it can be relationship, it can be health, It can be employment or unemployment. Anything, fill in your blank. I can remember to take a breath. And as I breathe in and out, I can remember the presence of spirit within my own being. And that sense of calm and that sense of peace returns. Because the truth is, and we all know this truth, that God is present in every situation. Why? Because God lives and moves through our very being. So wherever we are, God is. There's no spot where God is not. Everywhere, all the time, the Holy Spirit of God is always being. It just is. So when I rest in that truth, I can return to poise and balance. I'm so thankful for that. So now that I am peace and I am poised, I step into my power. You step in with me?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Because you already have the peace. You're already that. Claim your poise and you exemplify it. Step into your power. Power. Our innate control over our thoughts and feelings. Charles Fillmore says that we are the power of God in action. So through us human beings, we are animated, right? We are the outpicturing. We are the eyes, the hands, the feet of spirit. So when I look at that scripture that was read today in the Daily Word and that you repeated, that Steve read from 2 Timothy, that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but rather a spirit of power and love. We heard about love through song this morning already, and of self-discipline. So I'm going back to my amplified version. So God did not give us a spirit of fear or timidity or cowardice, but giving us a spirit of love, a spirit of sound judgment, of personal discipline. These abilities that result in what? A calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. We're always at choice. Always at choice. Even when it feels like we're caged or we're backed into a corner, there is always choice. Scripture tells us that Jesus said, I came that you might have life. So I'm about choosing life. I'm about choosing life. I want to choose life in my words. I want to choose life in my actions. I want to choose life. We are creative beings. We can choose to speak words creatively. Speak words that are life-giving. Speak words that build up. Speak words that encourage. Speak words of love. Extend grace. I'm really grateful for these teachings. And I'll just go back to Wednesday, from Wednesday of this past week. Had I not been coming here and witnessed the incidents of the past 3 or 4 days, I have no clue what my mind would be thinking. I can imagine not wanting to get up out of bed, not wanting to step out into the world. Because even if I choose not to turn on or tune in, I will surely run into someone who will make sure I didn't forget. Who will make sure I'm caught up with the stuff of the day. And that's all right. But when we have peace beyond understanding, when we are poised and balanced. We step in our power and we know that before we leave for the day, we prepare ourselves to enter. Our principles work because we practice them, because we put action behind our affirmations and denials, because we allow our time of meditation, be it 1 minute or 20 minutes, to be the foundation of our day, that connectedness to spirit. That verse from 2 Timothy that's in your bulletin is preceded by Apostle Paul writing a letter to one of his disciples, Timothy. And when he's writing to Timothy earlier in the chapter, he writes to him that I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that first lived in your grandmother. You know, Kathy gets excited when I see a woman listed in scripture. I just do. I own it. His grandmother's name was Lois. And metaphysically, beyond the physical, the upper meaning of that, has to do with an unfeigned faith. A free, unbound, and high, superior quality of the soul. That's what Lois had. She had a freedom. And Paul says to Timothy, I'm reminded of that spirit of your grandmother Lois. And then he makes me very excited because he goes on to say, and your mother. And her name is Eunice. And Eunice is the blending of our inner spiritual qualities of faith and love. So Paul writes to Timothy, when I think of you, I think of the strength and the power and the faith and the freedom that was embodied in your mother and your grandmother. For me, that's encouraging. And I trust it encourages you, because in those moments when everything looks upside down, inside out, and backwards, whether you lean into a memory from a natural mother or grandmother, or chosen family and friends and loved ones who show you what faith and courage and love is. It's always possible. It's never far from you. Think of the examples that are before you. And it's hard to think of someone in your immediate family or ancestral family. Choose someone maybe you don't know, but you've read about, that you've seen, that you've heard, who have spoken words that give you life, that lift you up, that help you to know that because their life has been lived as an example of what can be, so can you. Why? Because the same power and the same presence, the same gifts that that individual is expressing have to be in you. If it wasn't in you, you wouldn't have been able to see it. So remember that. If it wasn't already in you, you wouldn't be able to detect it. It wouldn't speak to your inner spirit. Yes, you are all that. Go for what you know. And what I mean is what you know deep down on the inside. Know that when we think about these words of peace, poise, and power, I'm talking about inner work. I'm talking about using power to know who you are and what you are about. To know yourself. Someone said that poise is simply being comfortable being yourself. It is yourself, your individual self, your unique self that this planet needs. In that chapter in 2 Timothy, Paul said, stir up the gifts that are within you. Each of us has gifts. I put an S on it on purpose. We are not limited. Some gifts you may have thought you had, but you never developed, they're still there. Might have to brush them off, might have to do some push-ups with them, work them out a little bit, but they're still there. We want to remember this. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. So yesterday, Saturday, in the midst of all the stuff of life, is this royal wedding. So glad we got up, my husband and I got up, and we watched this spectacular unfoldment. In the middle of all the stuff was this ray of sunshine. I'm like, we're sitting over here damp and rainy, and London is bright and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. I said, go figure. Was just tickled as I could be. And it was just beautiful, just watching. Having a break from the stuff. I was just so glad that everybody on every channel I flipped was enamored with it too. So they could just take a break from reporting the news and allow us to immerse ourselves in an action of love. And it was just phenomenal. And I loved that the message given by the first presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church, first black elected Episcopal bishop of the Episcopal Church, Bishop Michael Bruce Curry, that he talked about love. Now, I have a confession, and y'all are family, so I can share it with you. When he first came out and started talking, I was like, wow. I was in a state of being in love with the whole process of this love and the marriage that was taking place. And then Brother Man started preaching. I admit, initially he took me out of my reverie because I was all romantic, you know, sitting there with my husband, which is so beautiful. And I was just like, what? He is just, and then I heard him. And when he started going in about love, I said, wow, what an indication of Harry and Meghan. What an insight into who they are and what they are about. They had so much going on up in that place. When I looked at the microcosm of the planet seated for that wedding, when I looked at the variety of the individuals who took part in that celebration, all the different faiths, the prayers, the musicians, the singers, the types of songs that were sung, when they showed the scope of the people assembled, I was in awe, simply in awe. And when the bishop cited Martin Luther King and he talked about how we must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love, and when we do that, we will make this old world a new world. Love is the only way. I'm like, I had a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus moment. That's right here. In his message, he laid it out, and I was just tickled because millions and millions of people are hearing this message of love. Animated, too. I was wondering how many people weren't used to that kind of preaching. Whoever was nodding, I know they woke up. I'm just saying. So let us remember that in our peace, poise, and power, that we couple all of that with love. Because something else that Martin Luther King talked about was how power without love is destructive. It's abusive. And there must be a balance. And he went there and he said, you know what? It'd just be a bit too sentimental. In other words, it's just a little too lackadaisical to do some action. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but we have to understand the balance that is required. Our way show and master teacher Jesus embodied grace, embodied unconditional love, embodied the love that came forth out of his divinity. Not a wimpy love. Because I don't know about you, but my friend Jesus, he's no punk. He came and took care of business and showed us the way. That there is a love that is so strong. As you heard repeated if you saw the wedding. Love as strong as what? Death, someone said. Love is powerful. So let us be nudged by the spirit of love that takes us beyond the earthly storms. Let that love guide our peace, our poise, and our power. And give thanks that our power is from the source of all power, which means that even if I feel physically tired and powerless in my human self, that the divine source of power is eternal and unlimited. And it is on that power, from that place, that I draw my strength. Let us know today that we are divine energy and that each of us is unstoppable. Let us know that we have hidden stores of power and energy in us all the time. Let us remember our truth. Whatever it is that we desire, that we feel we need, that we require, we have access to it. And let that knowing that we have access to it all through our prayers and meditations and our words of life, let that propel us forward. Let that guide every step. Let that guide us in our interactions with others. Let that be our guide. Let us remember that because each of us is already destined to be peace-filled, to be poised, to exercise and be the power of love and expression, that there is nothing we cannot do. We are unstoppable, and in truth, we cannot fail. And so it is.
We know that it is this power, the source.
source that empowers each of us. No matter what changes we may grow through, walk through, we remember that it is this divine power that is each of ours to claim and to use to guide us through each and every situation. We know that the power of prayer is real, that our thoughts, our very thoughts, are prayers. So as we move into a period of silence, take a scan of your being. Any place that feels tense or uncomfortable, just breathe into that space and allow the comforting power of spirit to rest in you, to soothe you, to love you, to let you know that you are not alone, to let you know that all things are indeed possible, that we can activate our faith and let it flow from the inside out. Let us remember that we're always at choice. Limitless possibilities are always available. It is ours for the choosing. Let us choose life. Let us choose love. Let us choose peace. Let us take a moment and let the power and presence that is love us, embrace us, soothe us, calm us in the silence. Let us remember that we are eternally connected to our source of power. It is divine. It is the energy of the universe. Each of us is this divine energy. We tap into the power that we are within. Remember that we are capable of accomplishing amazing things. Let us remember that if and when our feathers get ruffled, it is the power and presence, the loving presence, the grace that soothes us, that walks with us and guides us divinely through any and every challenge. And we can see it as an opportunity to grow, to learn, and not not just to survive, but to thrive. We are indeed unstoppable. Let us embrace our power of love and release the imprisoned splendor that is within. We give thanks for this knowing. We give thanks for these reminders. We give thanks for this truth. So it is.